Talk about the Raiders. In Derek Carr's rookie season for the Raiders, he completed 58.1% of his passes and finished with 192 fantasy points, ranking quarterback 20. Carr's second year, Oakland added rookie Amari Cooper and Michael Crabtree. Carr raised his completion rates to 61.1%, and his fantasy point total increased to 271.28 points and a gain of 41%.
All right.
So that's pretty good.
So shit. He got the toys his second year, and voila.
Carson Wentz his rookie year. He completed 62.4% of his passes and finished with 213.98 fantasy points. Carson Wentz fit. Damn, I didn't know
so
that.
So he did well.
Yeah.
62% of his passes.
I think they're probably also careful with him, too.
A little bit.
I don't know.
Round it out. Fact number 20. Last season, under first-year head coach and former NFL quarterback Doug Peterson, the Eagles were 6th in the NFL in pass attempts. Damn. So I didn't know their head coach was a former quarterback.
Oh, yeah. He was with Andy Reid.
Oh, shit.
He was on the Eagles with Andy Reid, then was a coach with Andy Reid and with the Eagles, and then was a coach with Andy Reid and with the Chiefs, and then he got the opportunity to come back. So the owner knows him well. It's kind of like an internal hire. It was like, you know, Andy Reid gave his blessing.
Keep it in the family.
So it was, it pretty much they went back to what they knew.
Yeah, fucking Chip Kelly experiment fucked them up.
Yeah.
Fact 21, last season, the Eagles dropped 31 passes, second most in the NFL, drop rate of 5%.
So it sounds like there's a theme going on here. That's the Eagles threw a lot last year. I had no idea. And them.
Carson Wentz, I mean, talk about a sleeper. I mean, that's a deep fucking sleeper.
Right.
But shit, I mean, you might be playing two quarterback leagues and holla at you, boy. Fact 22, this offseason, the Eagles added Alshon Jeffrey, who had a career drop rate of 2%, 2.7, and Torrey Smith, double that, 4.6. They added Torrey Smith Alshon to what they already have, tight end Zach Ertz, that other guy, Jordan Matthews. If Wentz improves his fantasy point total by 41%, you're looking at just above 300 fantasy points. Last season, would have had him at the 5th best quarterback. Don't really know what the fuck that means, but next fact. As of June 22nd, Wentz is the 17th quarterback being drafted in ESPN Standard Leagues, going in the 13th round. Okay.
The 13th round.
I guess that's the point they're trying to make here, that if this guy makes the same jump that Derek Carr made from his rookie year, because remember, Derek Carr added Amari Cooper and Crabtree in his second year. So they're saying Carson Wentz is getting Alshon Jeffrey and Torrey Smith in his second year. Is he going to jump 40% like Derek Carr did? That's a pretty cool way they pulled that together, but fuck no.
What's up for this?
Fact 25. In the 13 seasons, Big Ben Roethlisberger has been an NFL QB. He has played in all 16 games. Only 3 times. Damn, that was a burn. Didn't see that coming.
Burn. You're not going to draft him because he's not going to be available.
Whoa. All right. I like that. Quick analysis. Hot take. Number 26. Last season, though, Big Ben had as many games with fewer than 190 passing yards as he did with more than 300. Wow. 27. Over the past 3 years, Big Ben has averaged 70 fewer passing yards and 2 fewer touchdown passes per game. And has a completion percentage 3 points lower than that when he's on the road. Damn, they're just capping on him here. I guess you're right. Don't draft this guy, huh? He's going like 9th round. Roethlisberger has averaged 13.7 fantasy points per game when he's on the road. Good for 22nd best quarterback. He's had just one game of 25 plus fantasy points on the road in the last 3 years. Which happened in 2014. Oh, shit. That's the last time he had over 25 on a road game. 25 sounded like a lot, though. Other QBs who've had a more recent game with 25 or more points on the road than Big Ben. Geno Smith, Blaine Gabbert, and...
Sad.
Brock Brock Osweiler.
Oh, that's the biggest burn. Dagger.
Wow. You, my friend, Big Ben, I am not even going to put you on my draft board. Oh, I like this one. Only one player in the NFL has at least 3,000 pass yards and at least 550 rushing yards in each of the last two seasons. Tyrod Taylor. In fact, in that time frame, there are only two other quarterbacks to do even that once. Cam and Russell, 2015. During the past 2 years, Tyrod Taylor has rushed for at least 30 yards in 19 of 29 games. So that's an extra 3 points. In that same time, Cam has done it 18 of 31. No other QB has done it more than 12 times. Since the beginning of 2015, only Aaron Rodgers and Drew Brees have more games with at least 15 fantasy points than Tyrod Taylor. What the damn? Over the past 2 years, Tyrod Taylor has averaged 19 points per game, 7th best in the league. In that same time frame, Russell Wilson has averaged 18.9. So right around the same as Russ. Also in that same time frame, Drew Brees has averaged 20.5 or 1.8 points more. So that's not bad, man. Tyrod Taylor, Russell, Drew Brees. Oh, here it is. Dude. And as of June 22nd, Tyrod Taylor's getting drafted 19th among quarterbacks. Wow. 19th.
100 facts to consider for fantasy football in 2017.
To consider.
Okay, yeah. So let's go with the first two. Last season, Cam Newton averaged 16.95 points per game, which was 18.8% below his average from 2011 to 2015. He finished as QB17.
Ooh.
Of all quarterbacks with at least 500 pass attempts in a season, Newton's completion rate of 52.9% in 2016 was 6th worst in NFL history. It was not good.
So he had one of the worst seasons statistically. How they did as a team, same deal. They did not make the playoffs. Cam Newton, he did regress from an MVP season the year before. Finished QB 17.
He was probably 17. Still pouting about the Super Bowl.
Finished QB 17, my goodness. Let's see here, fact three. In 2017, the Panthers offense will heavily feature two rookies and an offensive line last season. That last season was at the bottom, 10 in quarterback contact allowed. They basically didn't even get any better because they only added Matt Khalil in free agency, an inconsistent offensive line. And they're going to... Ooh. Blindside. They might have to start
They
Michael
added
Orr.
Matt Khalil. Isn't the brother already on the team? Ryan Khalil? I know he is.
Is he? So yeah. Matt Khalil came from Minnesota?
Yeah.
Damn.
Ryan Khalil's like...
That's embarrassing.
That's kind of cool, though. I mean, your brother's on the same team. Right? Maybe they're hoping, like, hey, teach your brother to be as good as you.
Yeah, you're right. I don't know why I said that's embarrassing. That's badass. Oh.
Because he was a high draft pick, I believe, by the Vikings.
Oh, yeah, they're both first rounders, I think. Let's see.
Yeah, dude, look at that. Matt Khalil. That's funny.
Damn, brothers.
I guess the parents got to be happy about that, you know?
Shit, same
Let's
team.
Go visit yeah, the same yeah. team.
Since coming into the league, fact four, since coming to the league in 2011, Newton has been contacted on 23% of his dropbacks, the highest rate in the league.
I think this has a lot to do with the Super Bowl, right? They kind of exposed it. I mean, I feel like, I mean, you say exposed, but it's not that, I mean, it's not that big of a secret. Hit the quarterback, you can affect the game.
Put pressure.
Yeah.
People talk about the highest, the most sought-after position in the draft is what, the QB? Well, what's after that? The pass rusher.
Pass rusher.
You already know. You look back when Cam Newton was drafted number one. Y'all remember who was drafted number two? Them Texas A&M faggies, boy, Von Miller. Fact number five. We're still on Cam Newton here. Top 100 facts to consider on ESPN Fantasy Football 2017 season. Last season, Newton suffered a concussion and tore his rotator cuff. That is a fact. That's fucked up you would say it, but also last season, fact number six, Newton had career lows in rushing attempts, rushing touchdowns, and yards per rush. So he wasn't an effective runner. Well, you know, yeah, that's a fact, but what do you think, Beans? I don't give a fuck. He's a quarterback. Yeah.
Yeah, but I think, like, I mean, I think a lot of people are hoping that they get him, like,
dual threat.
Running the ball into the end zone, like maybe on a short yard game. Quarterback sneak. They like to do that. So you're hoping, like, hey, he's going to throw the ball past 20 yards, big yardage, and then he's going to sneak in for the quarterback touchdown and get you, like, 7, 10 points there. So I think that's probably what I think if I'm drafting Cam Newton. Honestly, I'm not expecting him to run and get yards that way, but I'm hoping he sneaks in and gets rushing touchdowns.
You want to get them extra points? Yeah, I feel you. Or the rushing yards. 50, 40 rushing yards, 4 points. I mean, that's the difference between the game. Fact number 7, and this one here is for those that can't name receivers opposite of Michael Thomas on the Saints. Fact number 7, more than one-third of Newton's passing fantasy points, about 35%. Came via the deep pass last season. So almost a third of Newton's passing fantasy points came via the deep pass. Ted Ginn Jr. was the recipient, who's now on the Saints.
Traveling man, dude. He's been everywhere.
He's getting money. Kid came from Ohio State. I know because he juked the Miami Hurricanes out of a second national title in 2002.
So, talking about the Saints earlier. Drew Brees now has 9 straight seasons of 30-plus touchdown passes. No other team has done that.
Ooh. Those are facts 8 and 9. No other team has done that? Wow. So, I'm going to be reaching for him.
Right? That's what I'm saying. Like, Drew Brees is still slinging it. And, like, that wasn't their problem last year. They were still getting a lot of points.
Making me be a hypocrite, man. I was down on the Saints.
30 points.
I was down on the Saints.
The defense
was
that bad. Just giving up that many points.
See, and I think that's what I mean. Brees just getting them opportunities. Volume.
So I think you touched on this, like, probably in our first time we ever talked on this show. Is from weeks 5 to 12 last season, no player scored more fantasy points than Marcus Mariota.
Oh, yeah.
So I had no idea. I was not paying attention.
He's what you were describing, what you wanted earlier in Cam Newton. You get that out of Mariota, you're going to get them additional points.
That's true.
You know, he might not get you, you know, instead of 3 touchdowns, 2.5 touchdowns a game, he's going to get you 1. But he's probably going to get you a running one, too. Or at least get you 70 yards rushing, which equates to a touchdown.
So I like how it put this fact here. For his NFL career, so what?
Two years? Yeah.
Mariota has 33 touchdown passes and 0 interceptions in the red zone. So that's kind of cool, but I mean...
What?
That's cool, but, like, they're not giving him the full playbook, right? They're dumbing it down a bit.
Yeah, they're going...
trying to save him a bit.
So you think he'll take more risk in the third year?
Yeah, it's just kind of like, you know, CJ called in before about Russell Wilson. You know, is he regressing?
Oh, yeah.
And it's more about, like, the money is going elsewhere. They're putting more on him. Yeah. And so...
and he ain't able to fulfill the plate.
Yeah, so I feel like we do this all the time, and we just do it over and over and again. But, of course, what else would we have to talk about?
I think Mariota... I like Mariota. Is he a product of the system? Yes, he is. That's not always a negative thing, though. I think the system is using his best abilities too, so shit.
Since Jay Gruden joined Washington as a head coach in 2014, only the Saints, Falcons, Steelers, and Patriots have more passing yards than the Washington Redskins. So the Redskins are slinging the ball.
Damn, they
slinging it. People are down
it.
On Kirk Cousins, but you could probably get him a late round because he's not a sexy name.
Round 11, 12.
And you can probably make some good points. Granted, Jordan Reed's on the PUP. I don't know when he's come back. When do you come back from PUP?
Actually, I believe the rules now, you can bring one person back.
Well, it's not the IR.
Oh, my bad. Damn. PUP, you come back one camp's over.
Is that right?